Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. I'll be your host tonight, David Krennan, and we actually have a new player joining us, Mr. Tom Fonz. You might know him from Crit Juice, where he plays the Dragonborn Gub. If not, buckle your seatbelts, because he's a great player. And that's about it, so let's get right into it. Here we go! Well, you've got enough, so luckily you're not far from Ord Mantell's system. You've got probably enough to hyper jump into the system, but that'll be after that you'll have to refuel. So you'll have to take a job in the system.
That loud green man seemed very distressed. Should we go help him?
I don't know. I mean, I'm torn. He's a good contact. We go way back. And that sounds inconvenient. I don't know.
Throughout the last year, you've been having periodic recurring dreams. It's very almost identical to the dream that we opened up the session with. Gippy was also holding on to it, but Gippy's just a little more obtuse.
Sleeps like a rock.
Yeah, sleeps like a rock. Like, yeah, there could be, yeah, there's a phantom person going, wake up, your destiny! And you're just going,
I'm not listening, I'm enjoying my slumber.
Okay.
Okay, so I've been having shitty dreams, guys. I'm just tired.
So what do you guys decide?
This is on you two. I don't know this guy. He's hyper.
I say we go visit old Doopy Pants. He, if he's still in possession of that artifact, perhaps he would buy some eel residue or other such delicious items we have on board. There's no reason we can't make a few credits here that we desperately need. We could even sell him back a few cases of sunglasses. If we can part with them.
Those were a gift.
I know we're all very emotionally attached.
I do like to imagine, how do sunglasses work? Because your eyes are
I
kind
got
of
two, like, taped.
So a pair on either eye.
They're future sunglasses from the distant, distant past. And they extend to fit whoever needs them.
Oh, you're okay. The guy with the big eyes on the...
He's Admiral Ackbar.
Admiral Ackbar?
Holy shit.
You played an entire session.
No.
Admiral Ackbar. He's him, except
so big.
Why is the
force? Take a vase of action.
I just saw Marlon Brando for some reason.
It's super old.
We have to go in.
Guys, I'm ready to play.
All
right. So is the decision Ord Mantell?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's possibly a trap, but... fuck it, let's do it.
I doubt it's a trap.
I just wanted to get your character to say anything related to it's a trap.
It's doubtful.
I don't believe in traps, only opportunities.
I'm so really
elaborate rules.
He never used the term trap. Elaborate rules.
The trip to Ord Mantell, relatively quick, 3 or 4 days in hyperspace. Exit into the system. Once again, the planet... sending through the atmosphere. Outside, you see the gleaming, like, massive city, second largest city of Sarovia, outside the outskirts, touchdown in the spaceport, and moments later, we cut to you guys approaching the old building. Same as you guys thought before, crowded streets, afternoon, but as you approach the structures, you approach the shop.
Jonathan
Doopes.
Doopy.
Jonathan
Doopy, whom I owe a life debt.
You can see, so there's a couple narrow, high windows. Like, again, imagine kind of like a warehouse. You can kind of maybe see lights on in there, but the door, as probably Lorik, you reach it, locked.
You guys, it's locked, but in Wookiee, so...
Is it like a straight up just like dirty, like regular mechanical lock, or is it some sort, is it locked into like a security system?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
electronic,
great question.
Or
is it
electronic,
like, or what is it?
Electronic lock, yeah. No, electronic lock. It's like a solid metal door. No viewpoint or anything like that. Kind of slightly angular and cool looking because it's the future. Or the distant, distant past.
Just
as
cut
you
off
point
the
out.
Corners of all the things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Corners cut off. But yeah, it's like a data pad attached to the door, which hooks into like a metal like sliding bar lock.
I'm well versed in slicing if you'd like me to give it a whirl.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea.
Damn.
How big
I'd
is this
enjoy
building?
To see that.
Two stories, quite wide.
Ooh! Damn!
He's good at this.
So that is 3 successes and 3 threats.
Okay, great. So your slicing gear, you take out like whatever you've got, attach like a couple wires in your device, and thing opens up.
Oh, that shit was elementary.
The threat is that you get a little warning thing goes boop, like silent alarm activated. Mm. But the door swings open.
I'm going to walk away from these guys.
Just to let you know, even though the door opened,
he's expecting us, okay. And I just walk in.
Okay. There's an alarm that went off.
Rookie, already in the shop. Lights are flickering.
Can I do like a check, perception check, now that I'm inside? And the
roll a simple perception to check it out. MJ, you were saying you're hanging outside.
I'm actually walking to get a look on the side of the building.
Okay. So it's kind of like a continual, the buildings will kind of run into each other. But yeah, there's probably a small alleyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You take a look around the side and go ahead and roll a perception check.
So I see more than what's completely obvious, but
it looks, yeah. So you see that the shop looks in disrepair at this point. It looks like over the last year, it was kind of out of control already, but now things have just been heaped in corners. It looks like it hasn't been cleaned at all. Things are kind of slumped down over the place. Towards the back of the shop, towards where his kind of like little home office was, you can see that there's a light inside just like flickering on and off, like MJ?
So that's one threat and one success.
Okay, so you scope out the side of this alleyway. You see, just looks like regular kind of slightly dank, slightly smelly alleyway running down there. But you see that there's like a side window on the first floor. Again, just kind of small, high up windows. You can really get in or out. But one of those has been broken.
Okay.
Down around the side. Gippy, are you going in or hanging outside?
I sense that there's multiple factors conspiring to let our enemies know of our presence, making sure that we are in some sort of disadvantage.
A trap, you might say.
No.
Gibby's going to stay with Dan and kind of like looking about, kind of playing point. I have no idea how successful he would be at that.
Okay, Dan, you're standing. Are you going in or you're coming out?
I'm
going
to go in.
Okay. So keeping company with Lorik, who's already entered.
Yes.
So MJ is alone.
MJ, do you see them kind of, everybody is like, they kind of stand outside for a minute, everybody's kind of looking around, and then everyone goes in.
Is there a way, it's two stories?
Yes.
So I want to try to get up on the roof.
Okay, I said the alleyway is pretty narrow, so you could probably do kind of a
parkour. Cool
jet-ly parkour style up. Sick. Give me three purple on your athletics.
Great.
And I think I said it's kind of dank and drippy, so add one black setback die as well because it's a little bit slick.
It feels like a lot of slick with this many dice. I just feel like I'm going to go up. I'm not thinking about, like, I'm not thinking, like, I really need to hone in. I'm like, oh, I should go up there and get advantage.
Trusting your feelings?
My feelings don't enter into it.
What do you roll?
Ooh.
Oh, that's not too bad. One advantage and one success.
Amazingly. So you get into the alleyway. How are you kind of doing like a jump up, splay legged?
Yep.
Okay.
So he's going to just be like, boom, boom. It's not like, it's not agile or anything. It's just like he slams his hands out and he goes up really
Ron slow. Perlman stuff.
It's just brute strength and slow and kind of cumbersome. So he's just like,
that's great.
He sighs, puts his head out, and then he just slams both hands outward.
Okay. And on the inside, we're like, you hear that? Are there rats in the
walls? Yes. Yeah.
It sounds like there's a caveman pounding on the walls outside.
You are hearing things. It's dead quiet in here.
Okay, you get up to the top. Your advantage, how does that play out?
Is slow and is brutish
ponderous,
as it is. He does it quickly without drawing a lot of attention.
Great, so you don't draw any undue attention. There are quite a few people in the streets. This is not an unpopular, you know, this is a side street, but there are residences and things like that. But yeah, no one seems to notice you do that. What does everyone have on you? Did you guys come out fully armed with all your gear and armor on?
I always bring my Vibroaxe.
Vibroaxe with the Wookiee.
It's usually behind my back. The lights are flickering. I'm easily agitated. I haven't been sleeping well. Let's have it in my hands now.
And these are narrow. So as narrow as that alleyway is that that MJ is in, this is like cluttered pawn shop narrow. Like you can't walk down one of these things without stuff brushing you on your shoulders and stuff.
Ooh.
So, but you're out. Gippy?
Nothing in my hands. The things that I have on me are my pocket blaster pistol, which is literally in a little pocket right here.
Right on in front of
it's
your
like a
pec,
tiny, it's a teeny,
over your heart.
Yeah, it's a teeny little gun, Sabata or something like that. And I have like a satchel, like carrying like thing, and in it is my disguise kit, and that's it.
Okay. Travel and light and
I mean, there's some snacks, but
yeah.
I have my blaster pistol and a sick pair of Oakleys.
You have your gun out?
My gun is out.
Okay. So you guys go into the thing. As you guys kind of like narrow and push your way through towards the back, you reach the back room, lights flickering, and you can see that this little office space has been ransacked.
Is there blood?
Yes.
Ah! Doopy!
You know, what's this blood look like? Like yeah. Pigeon shit?
Yes!
Yeah, it could have just been pigeons. It's true, you don't know.
Yeah.
A little pattern of blaster fire on the walls.
Smells like baked eel residue in here. My mouth is watering.
All the drawers have been jerked open. Stuff scattered everywhere. The only thing, this little office, that hasn't been ransacked and flung open is the filing cabinet, like a supply cabinet. Two upright doors on the back wall.
That seems odd. There might be a trap in it. I
what?
See that.
There might be a what? I didn't hear you.
Why would the cabinet be closed?
I would imagine there's some sort of, you know, Rube Goldberg machine that would somehow limit our access to certain other things within the building.
And this is in-game, that chewing?
Like, he's the character's eating.
Yeah, I'm already not intelligible. I'm sorry.
No, we weren't giving you crap.
You like have a gun in your hand and then you look back and you're eating something.
No, your character for sure has a bag of Lay's.
We did establish that you have snacks on you.
Yeah, you do have snacks in your satchel.
But I love that every you blink and there's something different in your hand. You're like, he's eating. You look back and it's a different food. And then your pistol's back in your hand. You're like, what the hell?
I would like to run a perception scan on two things. One is to, like, probability-wise, I would never say for certain, but to just probability-wise, who was it, like, was it Imperial Forces or was it some sort of business deal gone wrong that this whole shindig went down? Like, just off of, like, what... like what's the evidence? And then also the untouched is a cabinet.
Like think of like a
Philodex kind of a thing.
Not even like a filing deck. Like a supply cabinet. Mm-hmm. So imagine like a metal locker, 5 feet tall. You have shelves in it usually.
Now I knew a Jonathan closet. Doopy. I imagine I could assist you in what was important.
I'm not letting you name any more PCs in the future.
Please don't.
You knew Jonathan Doopy, yes.
I assume I can help Dam do a bit of a more detailed search.
Boost die. To
so what is the difficulty on this education check?
And you're trying to figure out, Dam, if this was an Imperial activity or a deal gone bad or something like that.
Right.
Maybe four purple. To figure that out just from the purple. Evidence in here, which is a ransacked room and some blaster fire.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I spend my what action to there? Assist you.
Four purples, one yellow, one green.
Actually, I should break it down.
I know.
So you're rolling it up. You're perceiving. Ooh.
Yay.
Wow.
It's a lot of failure.
So four failure, four advantages.
So you absolutely fail. You look around. You spend plenty of time really analyzing the hell out of this room. Nothing. You just come away like you are peering super closely at these blaster marks, stroking your chin, and like picking up things and turning it over. 15 minutes later, of everyone watching you silently, you go, you shrug and you go, I have no clue. This could have been anything.
That was anticlimactic. Sorry.
About who it was who killed him. However, you do notice with your three advantage that some of this blood that looks like pigeon droppings, I think we have established.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Cannon.
That is there's quite a bit of it, and so that you notice as well around the desk. But you also notice that one of the drawers in particular seemed to have, this is your advantage, was locked in his desk, had been forced open, and you can tell that it looks like a metal box or something like that has been taken and removed. Like you can see like the little imprint in the dust where something had been there and that is gone now. So someone has taken something from him.
Despite my failures in this past minute, I think, you know, we gave him that artifact. The Empire had that artifact. Even though I failed, I think the Empire is behind this.
What? Could you repeat that? I was joking off. No, I would deduce that perhaps the Empire had something to do with this.
Oh, man.
It came to me in a dream.
Oh, no. I hope it's not a long dream.
I am just on my knees going, Doopy, why? Emotional.
Can I get a perception check from the roof up there? Or I'm sorry, what is your what are you doing up on the roof?
Yeah,
right
what
now?
Are you doing on the roof,
what
man?
What are you doing on the roof?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you guys, where's Headshot?
Is that where the cinematic action is occurring? What's happening yeah. over there in the Star Wars universe?
MJ thought that it was a trap. He was positive it was a trap, and he wanted to get to a better vantage point.
Okay, people so you coming, got to there.
Right. So now, from this perspective, he wants to see if he sees anything, anybody. Up there, you can kill.
So you're scanning the
rooftops?
I mean,
a lot of people you could kill.
Right. So MJ is scanning the rooftops, or you're scanning the streets?
I'm scanning the perimeter of the building from this vantage point.
Okay, with like, so like, gun out, scope up, like you're on top of the roof, or you're just like, casually like...
Yeah, gun out. Like, I come up on the roof ready. I'm convinced it's a trap, and I don't... And okay. This shit always happens.
Yeah,
no, I would get to the lip, and I would pull myself up and stay low as I pull out my gun and...
Okay. Kind of crab walk around the yeah. perimeter.
Do you have any? What is your ranks in stealth?
3 green.
I'm just curious about that because it lets me know how many I need to roll against. Let's see if I notice you. I'm gonna use GM intrusion. At this point, we were talking about a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm. You get a cat.
You're facing. Oh. No, you just happen to be. Facing the wrong way for a second, like scanning around. So you fail to notice until just as the person enters the building, a single figure, all you catch is human-sized figure wearing a full cloak, hood up, gray
is
cloak.
Gray. All right, I was going to ask what color.
Gray cloak, but you wouldn't know this yet.
I don't know this.
Swiftly entering the building.
So I saw that.
You see that, but you just catch it just like as the person goes inside, not before the person shows up. That gives you 4 XP.
Okay.
2 of those XP, though, you have to give away to someone else at the table, and you have to justify why.
I might want to give it to Dam, just because Dam is the only entity that has done anything of use in the last game. Just saying.
Am I giving it out from a role-playing perspective? Am I giving out in character or as a...
You can do it in any of those ways. So you've got 2, and you can award 2 to somebody else.
Okay, so I will give it to Dam, because he's so damn resourceful.
Thanks, bro.
Okay, so you miss him. You see the person just miss inside, like you just missed him. Inside, you hear somebody, you guys who are in the room.
Over the soft Wookiee sobs.
Yeah. You guys hear someone, like you hear like the door like... Click, 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 click,
click. I angrily grab my axe. I assume this is the person who killed my friend.
The layout is like, there's the whole like cluttered pawn shop area.
And we're in the office,
you're
right?
In the back office. Okay, so angry Wookiee comes out with the axe. Anyone else taking any actions?
That is correct. It's a meticulously constructed situation to put us at a disadvantage.
We gotta figure and out any a way actions? To make him not say trap more. I want to hear these explanations.
I'm going to ready my pocket blaster pistol as soon as I see my Wookiee companion take out his vibro axe.
Hey, babe.
I'm going to ready a concussion grenade.
Those blow the hell out of
people. No. Oh, really? Okay. I'm going to ready my pistol then.
You absolutely could. But just so you know, if you chucked it in an enclosed space, probably a wall.
Someone
going
would be
out.
Joining us from the roof.
Yeah, right.
We don't have a lot of time, so I couldn't potentially disguise myself as dupe, could I?
No, not at all. Not with your disguise kit, but if you wanted to.
Like,
pretend you're dupe, you could try and do that.
Oh, okay.
Where's the nearest computer panel? Like anything?
The guy probably has a computer interface built into his desk. Okay, Wookiee, you went first. Go ahead and roll a vigilance check to determine initiative.
2!
You get to go first. So you come out, you see cloaked figure as you come out with your vibro axe out with a roar! Cloaked figure, some sort of blaster out. How good are you at telling humans genders?
Fantastic.
Okay, so you're a Wookiee, you're keyed into it. Because I'm not sure that Wookiee genders are easy to tell apart.
I'm offended. Okay. Of course they are. I'm a man.
I don't know. I'm just saying Maul is hard to tell. The person's got blaster out. It's an unusual looking blaster.
Is the blaster pointing at me or just out?
Up.
Oh.
Doesn't seem to know that anyone else is in here yet.
But stupid person.
Slinking in. Blaster up. It's like a weird
who
looking
just
blaster.
Walks into you don't get dark a good places.
You don't get a good. Well, gun was out. It's like all metal, and it has like a kind of a weird, kind of more compact construction than you normally see in blasters. But that's all about all you get to see. You come in. Do you attack?
Yes.
Roll it up.
Okay, so we'll go Lorik, Gippy, Dam, and then... And you had advantage?
Yes.
Okay, so the person's going to get to go before you.
Okay.
Wookie, so you come out with your axe.
I think they die. So that is one success and two advantage.
8 damage. Person goes... so you come flying out, axe in hand, slam into the person.
My friend!
Axe him down. The person goes falling backwards into the ground. Like, axe blade just smacks him down. Ah! She hits. Her hood goes back. You can see it's a female woman. Long.
A female woman.
A female human. Medium length black hair. Played by, and this is kind of a stretch,
Samuel L. Jackson.
1980s Karen Allen. Who played Marion in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh.
Okay.
And she's dead.
Not quite dead.
Only
certainly...
mostly dead.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and allow the droid to go before me.
I mean, maybe I'm blinded by my love of Karen Allen, but Dam's going to go... He's not going to do anything with his blaster pistol, but he's just going to go, speak now before you are killed by us.
Gippy?
I'm gonna need to see this lady, and I'm gonna lay on the charm.
Oh, it's like, oh, madam, we thought you perhaps would be one of many enemies who had put us in a disadvantaged situation after many hours of preparation.
What are you talking about? She probably is actually going, ah!
I thought she'd be like, you mean a trap?
Apologies on behalf of my Wookiee friend. Sometimes he's in a state of emotional distress. Please, let us treat with you.
Roll a charm against her...
Pain?
You better roll a yellow or a red and 2 purple.
More than a match for my 3 green and a yellow.
He's a very suave.
Clearly
very
suave.
Extremely charming.
What?
As is borne out by this.
Oh my god.
2 successes and 1 threat.
Her blaster goes off, is the threat. So she gets knocked down. The Wookiee's over going, with the vibro axe, like, waving around. Mm-hmm. She's been smacked backwards, slams into, like, a one of the things, hits the ground. Gun goes off at the Wookiee. The blaster goes off in her hand, and it's super loud, like a bam! Totally unlike any blaster you've heard before. Misses you. Strikes an anti-flame retardant system, like starts spraying down like a bad smelling chemical into like the room, like psh, starts going off. Karen Allen's character gets up from the ground and goes. So the blaster was incredibly loud, and it basically it looks like a magnum or something like that in real world. Like it's a slug thrower. It's not a blaster weapon. These are rare, hardly used.
I'm just trying to figure out what is going to happen to prevent MJ from just coming in and putting like 3 in the back of her head.
Maybe nothing. By the force, can you get this Wookiee off of me?
My friend, Droopy.
What's
Droopy?
Droopy.
What the hell did you guys do to Droopy?
Droopy was my friend.
What's he saying? You translate for me.
Don't let him kill me, Cherrywook. I'm sorry. I assumed you were somewhat civilized. what my hairy companion was trying to say is that our mutual companion, Jonathan Droopy Esquire.
He's sweating so much at this point. This character.
he needs to turn himself.
Cloth robe.
Anyway, I believe Droopy was a mutual companion, friend of both of us, and we're all distraught at his seeming disappearance and extreme bloodletting, as you'll see as evidence throughout the room.
What? Who can translate for me? She turns to the droid. Look, I'll put away my gun. Can you have them put away their weapons in his mouth?
Put away your gun, and we will do that. Let's talk about this.
She slowly puts it away. MJ, what would you be doing at this point?
Is there any roof access to the building?
Oh, man. This guy's in the fucking fire escape the whole fucking time.
There'd be some sort of hatch to the vents and things like that.
So as soon as I saw that person go in the building, I would...
Okay.
The long way.
3 difficulty athletics. There's like a vent just to like get through this vent and just pop out.
Oh, it's going to go well for me.
Yeah, four successes and two threats.
Oh, okay. That other yellow die is not you?
No, not that.
You just, like, wrench this thing open. You basically, and it's just, like, metal tubing, and you just swan dive into it and just shimmy your way down. So I'm going to inflict...
So you hear, like, a giant rat in the air conditioning.
It's that noise again.
I'm going to inflict two strain on you.
Okay.
As you are just squeezing through at high speeds. You're going to pop right out of, like, just a heating vent in the ceiling here and just, like, come flying out.
And
no
everyone
problem.
Pulls their weapons out again after we just defused the situation.
She puts her gun away. Karen Allen's character goes, "What did you do with Doopy?"
"We didn't do shit to Doopy. What did you do to Doopy?"
"I didn't do anything to Doopy."
"What did you do to Doopy?"
"I can't understand anything you're saying. I just came here."
"Do you not understand? We're trying to understand what you did to Doopy."
Oh, man.
"What did I do to Doopy? You're the one slinking around his shop. I just came back here to get something repaired when..." And then all of a sudden, MJ comes flying out of a vent. All
right, take my axe out again. I start ready.
Did you have your gun out?
Yeah, like he's, like, army crawling, like, as fast as he can. Lands. He's like, "Incoming."
This friggin' clown shoe.
Okay.
Clown shoe.
So you come out, roll out, hit the ground, like... roll up into, like, a firing stance. Gun out.
Yeah.
Huh.
Fiver. Because that sticks out.
Yeah, that does.
Yeah.
"Calm down. We're only discussing what we did or didn't do to Doopy."
"What did you do to Doopy? What this guy..." Oh, I guess she does pull the fiver immediately as you come out.
I pull my axe ready to shove it in her face again.
"What did you do to Doopy?"
"Ah!
Listen.
Ah!
Ah!
Woman that has... beautiful Karen Allen pre-mental breakdown looks. I'm an outsider in this situation of the Doopy, but it seems that all of us are good friends of him. We just walked in because he sent a distress signal to us saying that he was in trouble. We came to help him, and we found that he was a bunch of pigeon shit now. So..."
"Oh, no.
What we're trying to say is that according to the smell and taste of this vial around the room, the viscera and blood of our good friend Doopy.
Jonathan Doopy.
Rest Jonathan in peace.
R.I.P.
Jonathan D. Doopy."
At this point, there's and I guess the room is... The auto sprinklers have shut off at this point. They were spraying everyone with, like, a foul anti-retardant liquid.
It's like a foam party, like one shitty foam party.
Yeah, it's like a shitty foam party in a pawn shop.
I'm just going to be like...
Karen Allen's character is going, "What?" When all of a sudden red and blue lights show up outside. Woo-woo! You guys can just barely see through the, I guess, maybe slightly still open door from when she came in. Like a speeder craft. Come, like, landing down, lights flashing on top of it. It's like the classic cloud car, like double pod thing.
Space police, book it.
Yeah.
"Mr. Fudge, quick, boost me into the air."
And you can see two just barely get out of the car and approach the open door. Two of Ord Mantell's security patrol force. Gray double breasted suits. They've got obviously a gun on their holster. And they've got, like, the little badge of, like, authority on their chest.
Do we, as outsiders who personally knew Jonathan Doopy very well, know the Ord Mantell cops to be legitimate cops or corrupt?
The woman glances, glances over to you and go, "Cops never come this quick on Ord Mantell. This is weird."
So immediately I'm going to try to go into the system and close doors so that these cops can't come in.
Computers check. Two purple. One setback die. Give me one black on that. You're trying to do this in a hurry as people are showing up.
Can I do something in a hurry too?
Absolutely.
So I would holster my gun and try to slide to the side of the door with my truncheon out.
Yeah, the truncheon.
And I wanna wait till they're both in and try to drop them if this
is. So you're
work.
Trying to, before they see you, get to, like, a corner.
I feel like I came through the vent, so I'm not right. It's like the three of them, and I came out over here.
Go and make a stealth or a coordination check to try and get out of sight.
Okay.
So I have a triumph and a success.
Oh!
Triumph and a success on your computer's check. Damn, you get into the systems. The two security officers are approaching with, like, kind of that confident swagger of security officers. They both got, like, really nicely, like, coiffed hair. big square jaws. But, you know, dressed, yeah, nicely. And they've got their leather, like, holsters hanging on their hips. You can see they also have, like, truncheons on their side, but they've got the hand resting on the gun. As they approach the door, and go, well, well, well. What do we got? And then George slam in their face. Go ahead and roll. And see if they noticed you.
What
or
am
not.
I rolling against?
Two purple. And
I hope they broke their noses.
Go ahead, add a. I would normally give you a setback, but he got the triumph, so forget that and add a boost. Yeah, go ahead.
Nice.
Boom.
Woo.
One success, one advantage.
So they don't see you. You do manage to kind of just like roll up to the side there. Door is closed at this point, however. Recover one strain. This woman who's come in turns to you again. Her hood is down now. Karen Allen's hair is flowing over the back of it, and she goes,
how wounded is she? Because she's talking pretty normally.
She took clearly a pretty tough customer.
She's all right. The situation's been diffused, and I put the axe away. But I grab her, probably a little harsher than I should, on the shoulders and just shake her. Go, what is this? Doopy!
Stop! She's,
like, she can't understand.
She's reaching for the
language.
Gun again, yeah. Or she already had it out.
Please. Put me down. Calm your wicked self. Please, find your...
man.
Find your inner wookiness. And
well...
Wait, that'll probably enrage you further. Find something that's not quite so wookie-y.
Yes, they're pounding on the door, and sure enough, there's a... Dum, dum. Open up!
All right, so I've
Old got... Mantell Security Corp, you are being held in defiance of arrest. What is the word?
Defiance, yeah.
Defiance of arrest. We are bringing you all in. Open this door immediately or we will cut it down.
So I'm still holding her. I'm not shaking her. Throw over my shoulder.
Let this big walking rug let me down right now or you'll all be... over the window. You'll all be sorry, I swear.
Let's book it.
Wait. Dam goes up to the. Is there a window in this thing? Or
we established there was a little window on this floor. In fact, you would have noticed Dam, when you're scanning the office. There was a window in there, kind of high up, not too big, but that was smashed through.
Broken right. From the inside or outside?
You couldn't tell.
Where were the glass shards?
He failed at the test, but.
Small enough for Jonathan Doobie to get out because he was a tiny man.
Maybe big enough.
Tiny man.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah, maybe he could have gotten out. That's true. A Rodian could maybe swarm out. A 400-pound Mon Cal.
What's
going
on
over here?
I just think of, like, we got to get out of here. And even doors hold somewhat of a challenge to get him out of here. I'm thinking, like, let's go through the window. I'm like, wait a minute. And then, like, let's go through a door. And it's like, that's an if.
Wait,
it's
no,
so
no.
Big and old.
A renewed pounding at the door. Go get that slicer kit. We'll get this thing open. And you can hear them. It sounds like they're making moves to get this door open. You guys got maybe two or three rounds before they just start shooting.
We're going to all of them out the window. Save yourselves.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in again next week for the next episode. Until then, may the Force be with you.